from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But the team does look good. It's bothering me!
Jamar Chase, Michael Pittman Jr.
Stoney was in the championship last year with an auto draft.
A.J. Brown, Anthony Richardson, Aaron Rodgers, Sam LaPorta. Not a bad team. Not a bad team. Jaylen Warren, not a bad team. But I was disappointed. Auto draft, man. Come on, joke's on me, right? Ha, ha. So, no drafts today. Draft season's done.
And I give you number one pick overall in fantasy, and you have to choose a Niner.
That was Christian McCaffrey.
Without hesitation?
I mean, what?
That's who I got number one overall in the 95-7 The Game Fantasy League.
And you picked him?
I did, yes. It was not that hard of a choice.
You kind
of
have to, yeah.
I mean, come on.
I had the number one overall pick in another league last year, and I made the wrong decision. I was not going to do that again.
Yeah, it's tough for me picking Niners, because every time I do, I feel like I curse them.
I never really picked Niners, and I don't have a Niner on my team this year. But if I had the number one overall pick, why wouldn't it be Christian McCaffrey?
Well, it's interesting because Ayuk was falling in a lot of drafts because of this whole situation, and I got him really late in ours. I was like, you know what? Screw it. Like, there's the values there. I was like, I'm just going to take this
guy.
Thinking
he'd be a Raider.
Right? Well, no, not even. No, that'd be worse, actually. That'd be worse. I do not want him. Yeah, for fantasy.
That's why I didn't take Devontae Adams.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want that Devontae.
I didn't get Brock Bowers.
No, Brock Bowers you should be taking. Yeah, he's going to get a lot of touchdowns.
I do like Brock.
But he kept falling. I was like, I'll take him. I was like, I don't feel great about it. We'll see. Then he signed 2 days later. Then I feel awesome about it. I think Ayuk's gonna be fine. You guys worried about him at all?
No.
Anything like that? No.
So when he signed, you guys saw the video. I'm in the hotel room, and I was fired up. Like, my guy Ayuk signed, because you know what? The process of everything, and I get fandom. We lose our minds. Michael Irvin said it best yesterday. I was watching It Is What It Is with Cameron and Mace, and Michael Irvin said, you know, since I became a fan, it's a roller coaster. He goes, when my team loses, I'm done with them. I'm done. And by Thursday, I'm back at the altar saying I do. And so I get fandom. And with that said, the whole Ayuk situation, it made people crazy to where we underrated Brandon Ayuk. We underrated him. The guy was a second team all pro last year, and we underrated him, saying that he's just replaceable. He never sees double teams, blah, 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 blah. And the minute he signs, I saw how many people were smiling. And then Baldy comes out with the breakdown the next day, the Super Bowl breakdown. And it kind of validated everything I thought about Brandon Ayuk. So I'm excited about him to see what he does. Now, will he receive for over 1,300 yards? I don't know. They have so many weapons. Who the hell knows? But can he go 1,000 yards again? Absolutely. 3 years in a row going to over 1,000?
I mean, that he should. It's like 60 yards a game. I mean, I think he should do that pretty effortlessly.
But no, it's a little different on this team when you have this many weapons.
But it's 60 yards a game. I mean, come on.
If he
maintains a 15, yard per catch average, that's like 4 or 5 catches, he should be able to do that no problem. I think he'll be more prolific than that. I think the majority of right-minded people think that he's a really good player. And so the team is way better with him on it. And he really fits what they want to do in terms of route running, creating separation, contested catches, his synergy with Brock. A lot of people wanted him. I think the way that he went about it might have rubbed some people the wrong way.
I don't know.
We poke holes in people's game when we think they're out the door. Like Eric Armstead right now. Eric Armstead was a really good 49er, And when he's not on the team or when he's injured or whatever, people start coming up with all the criticisms of a player's play. I think the majority of people think that your team is better with a player of that caliber.
Well, that wasn't the tenor of the conversation all offseason when it came to Brandon Ayuk. What you just said there was not the tenor of the conversation with most Niner fans that called this show and the conversations we're having. I heard a lot of,
He's replaceable. He's just another dude. He's not a top 10 wide receiver. He's not worth the 28. Just play for the 14. Blah, 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 blah. Like, keeping the faith right here on YouTube, for example. I'm happy Ayuk is back, but I'll keep it 100. I'm booing him out of the tunnel Monday night. Now, like, come on. Like, this is, that was the conversation for so long with Brandon Ayuk. So now it's all good, you know, and I think we're all happy that he signed. We got our number one receiver back. We've got a rapport with Brock Purdy and Brandon Ayuk, and let's roll. So that makes me feel great. That makes me feel great, and that makes me feel great that the Niners are going to have this offense back in wholesome, trying to go to another Super Bowl and trying to win one, for crying out loud. Let's go to the lines. Let's go to Tyler in San Francisco. Tyler, what's happening?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gang violence. My boys, we are finally back. How do y'all feel, Tyler,
do me a favor. Let's retire that front end stuff. Just given in light of everything that's going on in the world and here, let's just not bring that up.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Shout out White Boy Rick. Get well soon, my boy. Real quick, two things. I had the first pick in the draft last night. I took CeeDee Lamb over Christian McCaffrey. Did I make the right decision?
Wait, who'd you take? CeeDee Lamb over Christian McCaffrey?
I took the Lamb.
Yeah, that was dumb. That was dumb.
It's a one point per reception, bro. He was the leading fantasy player last year.
I don't care about your fantasy team, Tyler. I don't care.
Just flush him.
I don't care. No, what you got? What you got? Get to the call. I don't want to flush you, man. You've been good to us. Look. You better get to it.
It doesn't mean that you can't get flushed.
If Shanahan makes it back to the Super Bowl again this year and loses for a third time, which would be our fourth time in most modern Niner fans' history, should he be on the hot seat or fired?
What do you think, Tyler? You think he should be on the hot seat?
If you lose, hey, Bill Belichick won six Super Bowls, and he doesn't have a job. If you lose,
it's time to flush you, Tyler. We got to flush you.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Your call's not good. It started off on the wrong foot. It didn't end well. You need to contact Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain at flowingwater.net. I mean, come on. I mean,
you know, one of the things that I always say, read the room. Read the room a little. Not you.
In terms of Tyler,
just read the room.
Oh, the gang violence? The whole call. I mean,
the whole call. Just read the room.
I mean,
now back to Shanahan. Do I think Shanahan's polarizing? I do, Bonte. I think he's really polarizing.
Should he be on the hot seat?
No, that's a little too far.
The guy's 54-29 over the last 5 years, and he's 8-4 in the playoffs.
There's no doubt. But like, look, he's really good at what he does. You know, can he get over the hump? And you know, we could talk about the margin of victory, like meaning like how slim the margins are that create wins and losses, right? Literally a bounce here, a bounce there, and the Niners are looking at an entire different situation. I mean, you could say that during the Harbaugh era, you could say that during the Shanahan era. I think he's really, really, really good. But I know that there for a lot of people, I took a lot of calls last week, and I don't agree with this, but for a lot of people, it's like, wow, like, is this guy ever going to get over the hump? And that's a different question than is he on the hot seat. It's so like, is he going to break through?
When you asked, and we'll get to Nick in Brooklyn in just a second. When you ask people, hey, if I say Shanahan, you say what? What were some of the answers? I'm eager to hear. Spinoni, you got it?
Well, we cut up an entire sound of people, you know, giving their answers. And these aren't just like the hand selected ones. This is just in a row.
Oh, you got, do I have it here? Oh, okay. All right. Let's get Nick and Berkeley. Nick and Berkeley were scrambled back there. Nick and Berkeley, what's happening?
Hey, man, first of all, check this out. First of all, the Niners, we don't care who you are. We don't care about the Jets. The J is for joke. They're not relevant. This is, like you say, Bonte, there's levels to this, man, and they're not even on our level. We're about to pull the plug and put them out of their misery in the first game, bro. All the little dreams that's getting shot down. I mean, they don't even have their own stadium. What pro team doesn't have their own stadium, for God's sake? It's ridiculous. No wonder they're garbage, man. They're just going to sweep them under the rug. Shanahan, if you want to win, and you're letting your hair grow out, man, rock some cornrows and really shock the crowd. Feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's how you need to roll, Shanahan, because you go to all these parties and you friends with Lil Wayne and all that, man. Have Lil Wayne's hairdresser twist you up or something. And check this out, man. Why not us is what I'm talking about this year. Sassy, stop worrying, bro. There's no more worrying. Don't talk. The word scared should not come out your mouth, because you know what? They're not popping no more champagne in Miami. We about to go undefeated. Why not? Why not? Game by game, play by play. Why not? Why not? We've been through every possible game in ridiculous circumstances in every game, all these losses. And Shanahan, in the 2019 season, we almost went undefeated. Like, it was like three games, like just little fluke plays on special teams that we lost games. Dude, it's the sloppiness and the little things. Know the rules, Shanahan. Don't tune out. Stay with us every play. Don't disappear for 12 plays.
Nick, I need you to call back Friday to hype us up. Friday, give us a call back Friday.
I'm not mad at undefeated.
Yeah, I mean.
I'd start with winning the West and work my way up to, number one seed.
I want to start by winning September the 9th.
Yeah, that would be nice.
This is start. So I want to hear the reactions from. So when you asked the Shanahan stuff.
So the question was very simple. Yeah. We had a five-pack of questions. I actually thought it was a really cool exercise. I'd like to incorporate it more often, where we asked the callers five questions, and they had to answer them in rat-a-tat-tat form. So it was like, I say Kyle Shanahan, and you say what? That was what we said. So if we do the exercise, Bonte, I'll say it to you. I say Kyle Shanahan, and you say what?
Hell of a head coach.
I said winner. You know, he's a winner. He's been here 54-29 or whatever it is since 2021. I mean, winner.
Yeah, hell of a head coach. Right. Hell of a head coach. One of the five best in the NFL.
This is what the audience said. When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Tortured genius.
Wow, I love that answer.
Boy, that's BP. Wait,
when I say Kyle Shanahan, Connie, you say what?
Mastermind.
Ooh, I like that.
Not mad at that.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Plays to not lose the game instead of win the game.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
He'll get you to the end, but scared.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Trying to be a guru.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Scheme master.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say?
Hot seat.
Oh, man. Hot seat.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, Robin, you say what?
I'm going to say poor judgment at times.
Poor judgment at times. I like that. When I say Kyle Shanahan, Kev, you say what?
Aging football savant.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
I'm going to say he's bullheaded. I mean, he gets in his own way a lot. He doesn't play as he's supposed to play. I think he's bullheaded.
The biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC is what team?
If I got to go with a team, I'm going to say Philly. My sleeper team would be Captain Kirk. But Kyle Shanahan is the biggest threat.
Damn.
What did you think of those responses?
It's kind of funny. Some good responses. I agree with a few of them.
I do too.
In some of these big games, he does play not to lose. That's why it shocked the hell out of me when he decided to go for it in the Super Bowl. And he hit George Kittle on the out route. I was like, what? This isn't Shanahan-like. But he does get a little conservative. He does get a little conservative in big games. Now, he's been in a lot of big games. Maybe it's the quarterback, which is why he's held back. But then again, I think, well, if it was a quarterback, why the hell
dial up four pass plays with a minute 49 at the 49-yard line with three.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.